Connections, Idaho Commission for Libraries, Talking Book Service News, Innovative Services and Community. Volume 6, Number 4, Fall 2015. Postal Carrier of the Year Recognition. 60 Talking Book Service, TBS, users nominated 48 dedicated postal carriers from all parts of Idaho for this year's Postal Carrier of the Year recognition. With so many service-oriented nominees, the selection team's job was a difficult one, but they enjoyed reading the descriptions of each postal carrier's kindnesses. Tim Hoover, a postal carrier for 9 years, first in Nampa and now in Boise, was selected for the 2014 Postal Carrier Recognition. Tim was nominated by 3 TBS users, Susan Ford, Dorothy Carpenter, and Ann Johnson, mother of TBS user Lois Johnson. They all appreciated Tim's exemplary customer service, such as delivering Braille books to the door when they don't fit in a mailbox, and working with a care facility to ensure good delivery. Tim said that when people lose their sight, sometimes they can lose their connection to the world, but TBS is a fantastic service that keeps that from happening. Station manager Jeff Winberry said that it was a great honor for postal carriers to be recognized for making a difference by going above and beyond in their service to the community. Susan and Dorothy, along with TBS regional librarian Sue Walker, visited the Boise Coal Station of the U.S. Postal Service in August to present Tim with a plaque and letter of thanks from State Librarian Ann Jocelyn. Also in attendance were staff from the Postal Service, Jeff Winberry, and Boise Postmaster Daniel Coral. The recognition event ended with refreshments, which allowed everyone to congratulate Tim. Thanks to all for submitting nominations. Your postal carriers were notified via their post offices of your nominations and thanked for their many efforts. The following carriers were nominated to receive the 2014 Postal Carrier of the Year recognition. Congratulations to all, and thanks for your hard work. 2014 Postal Carrier nominees: Athel, Beth Shue, Jason Sly, Blackfoot, Amber Mangum, Guy Mangum, Boise, John Gilbert, Aki Hermelin, Tim Hoover, John McClelland, Cindy McElia, Keith Parb, Kathy Smith, Brian Sperling, Caldwell, Joe Kurt, Coeur d'Alene, Stan Benson, Robert Steck, Downey, Norman Spencer, Filer, Jolene Robbins, Garden City, Lydia Buttram, Homedale, Lacey Kildo, Idaho Falls, Jack Barton, Steve Phillip, Lance Walker, Kendrick, Brad Millard, Kuski, Amanda Hunter, Lewiston, Robert Jones, Malad, Leanne DeCamps, Meridian, Gwen, no last name given, Moore, Don Jensen, Moyi Springs, Mackenzie Durrett, Nampa, Scott Porter, Kevin Walling, Orofino, J. Blake, Pocatello, Lonnie Melton, Blake Quigley, Casey Rubidoux, Bob Smith, Post Falls, Adam Anello, Preston, Joel Crouch, Rexburg, Lisa Tolman, Rigby, Doris Drake, Joe Odekirk, Rupert, Susan Hirsch, Brian, no last name given, Sand Point, Don Hartman, Star, Marnie Summers, Twin Falls, Patrick Day, Robert Orr, Weezer, Norma Smith. If your carrier was not recognized this year, start noting all those special things he or she does when delivering your TBS materials. You will then be ready to fully describe why he or she deserves to receive the 2015 Talking Book Carrier Recognition when nominations open next year. Details will be announced in the winter issue of the newsletter. What are you reading? By Talking Book Service Regional Librarian Sue Walker. When I read the annotation for The Light Between Oceans, I thought the plot was hard to believe. However, author M. L. Stedman so successfully wove this story about an emotionally wounded World War I veteran, his wife, and the baby they find adrift in a boat, that not only did I believe it, I continued to think about it after the story ended. Tom Sherborne returns to Australia at the end of the Great War, unable to forget the sights, sounds, and losses he experienced. He takes a position as a lighthouse keeper on an island off the mainland in the hope he will find peace. His life unexpectedly changes when he marries, and his wife joins him on the island. Their happiness is short-lived when his wife loses 3 pregnancies and, desperate for a child, convinces him that the baby they find in a boat is an orphan that they should raise as their own. Stedman's descriptive sentences highlight the turmoil Tom struggles with as he tries to do right by his wife and child whom he loves so much, and then discovers the child's mother is alive. The last chapters of the book turns suspenseful as the plot twists and turns toward the final decision and asks the question, what is the definition of a parent? In addition to the fascinating plot and quality narration, the descriptions of Australia in this author's first novel took me to a place I would enjoy discovering in person. I am anxious to read her next book. DB075192, published 2012, Adult Fiction, 11 hours, 51 minutes. Recent donations to the Idaho Talking Book Service. General donations: Lois Benno, Christy Berman Solo, Arlene Cook, Eagles Auxiliary No. 115, Merrill or Joe Hulse, Melvin and Dolores Kemper, Helen LeBrum, Patricia R. Michaelbust, Marita and Gordon Nate, Margaret Simons. Memorial donations for Carol Campbell, D. Carey and Beverly Smith. For Kenneth Fallon Sr., Kenneth Fallon. For Keith Skeeter Powell, Boise Elks, BPOE. T.J. Frankus, Doug and Colleen Gronke. D.B. Hayden, Idaho Grazing / Rebecca Swears, Todd and Brenda Nuffer, Linda Lee Please. For Larry Weeks, Paul Aldridge / PEO Chapter House, Brigida Clark, Mardo and Curtis Eaton, Darlene Harriman / PEO Chapter House, Diane Powell, Bessie E. Skinner. Donations are used to enhance the Talking Book Service and are fully tax-deductible as allowed by law. Acknowledgements are sent to donors and honorees, so please include the name and address of all those to be notified. Please make checks payable to Idaho Commission for Libraries and mail to Idaho Talking Book Service, 325 West State Street, Boise, Idaho, 83702. Credit card donations can be made online from the Idaho Commission for Libraries website at http://libraries.idaho.gov by clicking on the Donate Here button in the lower left corner of the page. Thanks to all for your generosity. TBS 10 Squared Club. Recent centenarians joining the Talking Book Service 10 Squared Club are Sister Teresa Mary Stroing, Cottonwood, born 10/5/1915. Laura McAnulty, Twin Falls, born 10/14/1915. New Idaho Talking Books from our recording studio. New locally recorded books are available on digital cartridge. To order, Write your name on the enclosed pre-addressed order form, select the DBC numbers of the titles that you want, and mail the form. These titles are also available for download from Bard. Call the Talking Book Service at 800-458-3271 to register for Bard. DBC00783, Dark Soldier. Author, Catherine Myers. Adult Fiction, read by Julie Patricia. As the spirit of the Revolutionary War swept across her new homeland of Massachusetts, young Sarah Ainslie was determined to help her American compatriots. But while trying to slip a vital document through enemy lines, Sarah was captured by the British Redcoats, who decided to tame the rebellious beauty by forcing her to marry their captain. Furious but trapped, Sarah had no choice but to capitulate to the gallantly amused Captain Seth Adams. Though Sarah might be made to yield her body to her enemy husband, she refused to surrender her heart. Yet, despite her vow, Sarah found herself succumbing to her captain's passion and tender concern. But only when tragedy strikes and a startling secret is revealed can Sarah begin to admit what she feels for her dark, handsome soldier, a man who has resolved to conquer any obstacle that stands between them and their love. Published 1983. Idaho author, 8 hours, 45 minutes. DBC 00836, Andrus, Idaho's Greatest Governor. Author, Chris Carlson. Adult Nonfiction, read by Colette Kalman. Chris Carlson, Cecil Andrus's longtime press secretary, writes a deeply personal political reminiscence of Andrus, Idaho's popular four-term governor and interior secretary under President Carter. Carlson shares many intimate memories of traveling closely with the boss. Published 2010. 9 hours, 55 minutes. DBC 00843, The Predators. Author, Howard E. Adkins. Adult Fiction, read by Don Evans. Charlie Buchanan, a young rancher in central Idaho, sets out to kill the newly introduced pack of wolves as his anti-government statement. The result is high adventure and endless misery for man and beast. Published 2000. 7 hours, 15 minutes. DBC 00848. Run the Rivers with Lewis and Clark. Author, Cynthia Compton. Adult Nonfiction, read by Sue Vapp. Run the Rivers with Lewis and Clark is an accurate historical account of the journey of young America's core of discovery. The author, Cynthia Compton, is an Idaho schoolteacher who was looking for a resource that could be used to supplement her Idaho history lessons and present the story in a condensed yet concise manner. Mrs. Compton found that there really wasn't any such thing available, so decided to research and write the story herself. Drawing on the original journals, as well as the research and writings of many Lewis and Clark scholars, this book is perfect for students and families. Run the Rivers details the origins of the trip from the forward and westward-looking dream of President Thomas Jefferson to an explanation of the Louisiana Purchase and an exhilarating telling of the trip itself. This book is a great resource for classroom teachers, as well as a great read for anyone wanting to learn about one of the greatest exploratory expeditions ever undertaken. Published 2011. 5 hours, 45 minutes. DBC 00851, Shoshone Pony. Author, Carol Lynn McGregor. Juvenile Nonfiction, read by Lana Thurston. Horses changed the way Native Americans lived and worked. This is the story of how the Shoshone Indians, who lived in the area that would later become Idaho, became the first in the Northwest to get horses, and why these animals were so important to the Shoshone and their culture. Published 2003, 22 minutes. Idaho-related magazines. Order on enclosed order form. Idaho Falls Magazine. Southeastern Idaho Topics of Interest, published quarterly. Idaho Landscapes. Idaho History Articles, published occasionally. Idaho Magazine. Stories by Idahoans across the state, published monthly. Idaho Yesterdays. Journal of the Idaho State Historical Society, published occasionally. Overland Journal. Journal of the Oregon-California Trails Association, published quarterly. Owyhee Outpost. Journal of the Owyhee County Historical Society, published annually. Sandpoint Magazine. Northern Idaho Topics of Interest, published bi-yearly. Magazine Corner. The magazine Guideposts is available from the Idaho Talking Book Service on cartridge and is now available on NFB Newsline. Newsline is a product of the National Federation of the Blind and provides full-text audio from a variety of news publications and magazines that are accessed through your phone. The Idaho Talking Book Service is also in the process of making Reader's Digest available on digital cartridge. Once this is in place, we will transfer all the cassette subscriptions and start sending Reader's Digest on digital cartridges. These must be returned to receive the next issue. If you are only using your cassette player for this magazine, it may now be returned. If you are interested in either of these magazines, please contact the Talking Book Service at 800-458-3271 or 208-334-2150. There is no need to resubscribe to Reader's Digest if you receive it on cassette. Volunteer Highlight, Tom Jaramillo. In the past 3.5 years, Tom Jaramillo has volunteered almost 300 hours narrating books and magazines at the Idaho Commission for Libraries. Tom gets a sense of contribution from volunteering for the Talking Book Service, and he likes knowing that someone is getting enjoyment out of his work. He looks forward to working with his teammate each week as they read and monitor each other's narrations. She also helps him keep all the character voices straight. They put their best efforts into their work, and he hopes that Talking Book users like the results. Volunteer coordinator Sheila Winther says, "Tom is a great narrator, definitely on par with the National Library Service narrators. He can make even a not-so-great book sound interesting. I just love his interpretation of the Western characters in the Kirby Jonas books he recorded. A big extra advantage of having Tom as a volunteer, he has shown me new videos of his twin 3-year-old daughters nearly every week from the time they were born." Tom's twins keep him busy and entertained. He loves taking them to Zoo Boise, where they recently had adventures such as feeding a giraffe and a close encounter with a curious lion who seemed to high-five them through the glass barrier. He also reads books with them, of course, and they especially like the interactive selections. In his spare time, Tom enjoys target practice and motorcycle rides. He has a helicopter license and would like to have the opportunity to use it someday. Tom is also a self-proclaimed Star Wars/Star Trek nerd. We appreciate the talent and time Tom dedicates to the Talking Book Service. Most popular authors in adult horror. Stephen King is probably one of the most well-known and prolific writers of our time. Ranging from the frustrated child that develops telekinetic powers to a mythic universe of gunmen and creatures and passing through the basic horror of the classic vampire and werewolves, King does one thing for sure. He keeps you reading and devouring the next chapter. DB010563, The Shining. Danny was only 5 years old, but in the words of old Mr. Halloran, he was a shiner, aglow with psychic voltage. When his father became caretaker of the Overlook Hotel, his visions grew frighteningly out of control. DB082230, Revival. A dark and electrifying novel about addiction, fanaticism, and what might exist on the other side of life. Blake Crouch has sold over 1 million books, and his work has been translated into more than 20 languages. Known for high-concept fiction with breakneck pacing and groundbreaking genre crossbreeding, 6 of his books have hit the Kindle top 10. Blake's Wayward Pines series has been made into a TV series. DB075977, Pines, first in a series of 3 books. Secret Service agent Ethan Burke arrives in Wayward Pines, Idaho, with a clear mission: locate 2 federal agents who went missing in the bucolic town 1 month earlier. But within minutes of his arrival, Ethan is involved in a violent accident. He awakens in a hospital with no ID, no cell phone, and no briefcase. DB079298, Wayward, second in series, and The Last Town, third in series. Violence, strong language, and some explicit descriptions of sex. Ray Bradbury, on his 80th birthday, said, "The great fun in my life has been getting up every morning and rushing to the typewriter because some new idea has hit me. In any event, here I am, 80 years old, feeling no different, full of a great sense of joy, and glad for the long life that has been allowed me. I have good plans for the next 10 or 20 years, and I hope you'll come along." DB050233, Something Wicked This Way Comes. 1 week before Halloween, Cougar and Dark's Pandemonium Shadow Show rolls into Greentown, Illinois. A carnival like no other, it feeds on the dreams and weaknesses of those drawn to its eerie attractions, destroying every life touched by its strange and sinister mystery. 2 boys are about to learn the secret of its smoke, mazes, and mirrors as they confront a nightmarish evil that will change their lives forever. Most popular authors in young adult horror. R.L. Stine is not only one of the most commercially successful novelists of the generation, but is also arguably one of the finest writers of horror fiction aimed at young audiences. He has written scores of books, with the Goosebumps series being the most popular. DB071787, Halloween Party, Fear Street. When beautiful new transfer student Justine Cameron throws a Halloween party at her old haunted mansion, her fellow students don't know what to expect. But after they discover a corpse at the party, the true terror begins. Patrick Ness is an American-born author, journalist, and lecturer who lives in London and holds dual citizenship. He is best known for his books for young adults. DB074426, A Monster Calls. The monster showed up after midnight, as they do, but it isn't the monster Connor has been expecting. He's been expecting the one from his nightmare, the one he's had nearly every night since his mother started her treatments, the one with the darkness and the wind and the screaming. This monster is something different, though, something ancient, something wild. And it wants the most dangerous thing of all from Connor. It wants the truth. Alexander Gordon Smith was born in 1979 in Norwich, England, and always wanted to be a writer. After experimenting in the service and retail trades for a few years, Smith decided to go to university. He studied English and American literature at the University of East Anglia, and it was here that he first explored his love of publishing. Along with poet Luke Wright, he founded Egg Box Publishing, a groundbreaking magazine and press that promotes talented new authors. He also started writing hundreds of articles, short stories, and books, ranging from Scooby-Doo comic strips to world atlases, murders, to X-Files. DB077228, The Fury. When Cal, Brick, and Daisy find the entire human race has turned against them in mindless rage, they band together to defend themselves. The trio struggles to survive while searching for a way to change the world back. Violence in some strong language, for senior high and older readers. Above author descriptions and book annotations are from the Idaho Talking Book Service catalog and Goodreads.com. 2016 calendar arrival. The 2016 Talking Book Service, TBS, large print calendar will be sent to TBS users in late October. If you haven't received yours by mid-November, please contact the Talking Book Service at 800-458-3271. If you don't use the TBS large print calendar, please contact the Talking Book Service to have your name removed from the calendar mailing list. End of Connections. Idaho Commission for Libraries, Talking Book Service News, Innovative Services and Community, Volume 6, Number 4, Fall 2015. This project was made possible, in part, by the Institute of Museum and Library Services. Please return this newsletter to the library. Thank you.